It's strange to crash a staff meeting at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Their staff meetings don't sound like most.
You know, we're doing Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
Sometimes I'll do sketches.
We're doing the whole thing.
Got all the freak out stuff.
Yeah, with lights and everything.
Here's a group of people in extra tough boots sitting around a conference table discussing how they'll stage a full-scale tribute concert to Pink Floyd. More on this in a moment. I'm here to ask Roger Schmidt how 12:01 a.m. January 1st came to be a special time at camp.
Yeah, it never meant to be a thing. We just opened registration one year. We said it starts January 1, so we just, stayed up like everybody else to New Year's and then flipped the switch. And little did we know that the second we flipped the switch, kids started registering. They were waiting too. And that's how it started.
Since January 1st, the middle and high school camps have almost filled. Each can take 250 students, and each camp is 2 weeks long. To create more opportunity, the camp is adding special programs called intensives. Schmidt says it's a lot like going to college and choosing a major.
In many ways, a lot of people say, I wish camp was longer. And so this allows a high school kid, for example, to come in for 3 weeks so they can do the multidisciplinary program with arts, all the different visual arts, theater, dance, music, creative writing. And then they can say, well, I want to dive really deep into writing. And so then they can put on another week where they're just doing writing.
The intensives, plus the regular sessions for elementary, middle, and high school students, plus the musical theater program and the native jazz workshop and other special programs, puts the total summer enrollment for the Sitka Fine Arts Camp at just over 1,000. Schmidt has never asked anyone to calculate the economic contribution of the camp to Sitka, but he knows it's substantial. Parents of younger students often remain in town and take extended vacations in the area while their campers are in class. It's his 19th summer directing the camp that he himself attended as a student. Although he says that he's anxious about reaching full enrollment every year, it doesn't really show on his face.
I think it's the kind of job that's supposed to keep you young. I do have some gray hairs and I'm missing some hair now, but it is a great job. I mean, you have all these young people that are really excited to be part of this thing in the summer, and I love it.
There's traditionally a lot to do before campers arrive in summer. Schmidt holds a 100 volunteer day in May to get the campus in shape. But before that, there's Pink Floyd, a note-for-note performance of their Dark Side of the Moon album by local musicians. Why? At the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, the better question is, why not?
No, we wanted to do a big stadium rock show, so we're doing it.
Pink Floyd will play on February 15th and 16th at the Sitka Performing Arts Center, and next year's tribute concert has already been selected, Led Zeppelin. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.